Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more.
Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and
Giallo, Giallo, Jolly!
If you like ridiculous horror trash creature features with stereotypes,
listen to Terror Talk.
Genetically altered scorpions. My name is Shannon,
and I'm Corn.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Today on the show, we are going to do some House of Usher facts with Kath. But first, I'm going to make her sing it in just a second. But what I want to do is tell you a little story. We did the whole episode for Fall of the House of Usher. And at the end, I'm like, shit, we didn't do the facts. Kathy prepared them all.
And I even said, don't let me forget to do the facts. And then we both forgot.
So that's what that happened.
We just got so into our
true crime shows. We got in the zone. And so here we are to give you the facts. Let me set the scene, though, because okay. Edgar Allan Poe, Fall of the House of Usher. It's the sun is setting. We have the candle going.
Yeah.
It smells like woodsy murder.
It does smell like woodsy murder.
Right? These are the candles that Kathy got me, I believe, for my birthday.
They smell really good, by the way.
And they all smell like, well, we've only smelled one so far. But yes.
It's good, though.
It's good. And it just, it was feeling like... It
smells like a haunted house during October.
This one is the Friday the 13th candle, and it definitely smells like woodsy cabin murder.
I love it.
So anyway. Good. All right. So... we're going to do a little thing we like to call
Edgar Facts with Grill.
Edgar Facts with Grill. I didn't know if you were going to say Usher Facts or Edgar Facts.
Edgar Facts. I think I did Eli Facts for Eli Roth.
Eli Facts with
Grill. So let me, you have an option here.
Oh,
do you
okay.
want me to ask them all and then we go through them? Or do you want to try to answer them as we go?
I could. I won't know.
I won't know. Okay, let's... I think we'll do them one at a time and then discuss.
We could discuss and I could maybe give better guesses. I mean, yeah, I probably
let's
won't
Let's try.
Know. I don't
let's
know
maybe
that.
Have you try this time.
I really don't know that much about them. Go ahead. All
okay.
right.
Okay. All right.
However you want to do it. I'm game.
Well, we'll do one at a time. I'm going to see if you can answer this.
Okay.
Number one, Poe's marriage would be controversial today. Why? Why is this?
Was it an age difference?
Possibly. That's part of it. Controversial doesn't necessarily mean illegal.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have been of age. That's my answer.
It was his 13-year-old cousin.
So family and age. I knew the age part. I didn't know how old she was.
Yeah.
But I knew that she was much younger.
13-year-old cousin.
I mean.
13.
I understand. I just don't know how uncommon that was at the time. I know. Now it's like, what were they thinking? But I feel like that was super common then.
You know that wasn't her choice.
No, clearly. Clearly. Ugh. But were people living beyond 30? I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
It's hard to know. It's hard to judge culture.
God. Number two, he was the first person to use which well-known terminology around storytelling? He wrote the blank. This type. We use the terminology quite a bit now.
Oh, horror?
Short story.
Scary stuff.
Short. Oh,
I didn't know he was the first. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's what it says, that he was the first person to use this terminology. Short story. Number three, Edgar Allan Poe got this nickname due to his excessive criticism. I'm going to give you three options. The clock is ticking. A.
Wait, what was the question?
Oh, Christ.
I know.
Edgar Allan Poe got this nickname.
Nickname, got it.
Due to his excessive criticism.
Got it.
Is it A?
The condescending tone.
Is the that machete the nickname? Man. B, the tomahawk man. C, the samurai man.
Because of his excessive criticism, meaning he criticized others or
correct.
People. Yeah. I would say the samurai man.
It was the tomahawk.
Oh, because my second choice was going to be machete, so I would have gotten it. It's always nice when your second choice really wasn't right either.
If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here, and welcome to season 6, y'all.